Hey everyone, welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and today I am doing a pre-recorded session with my good friend, Sandy DeMarco, who is socially branded live on all the socials. We actually met on Snapchat, surprise, surprise. And we are talking all things about how to create content that actually produces a result, how to take it to the next level instead of just posting it. Now, if this is your first time here, please consider subscribing if you're in the world of real estate, title and escrow, or mortgage, and you want to learn about how to use social media to build a powerful personal brand. If you've been here before and you've subscribed, thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate it. Let's make sure that we are connected over on the gram, where I do daily stories and tips. I'm doing Instagram reels and IGTV videos all about how to use Instagram to elevate your business. And I also offer a free Instagram bio audit. All you have to do is connect with me, come over, send me a message and say, I would love my Instagram bio audit. And I will send that over to you free of charge. All righty, let's get into the show. All right, Sandy, thanks for coming on the show today. Excited to have you once again, another amazing friend that I met through Snapchat. No surprise, everybody's heard that a million times on this show. Excited to be here with you virtually, of course. So tell all of the listeners a little bit about you and what you do in the world of social media.
All righty. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time and sharing me with the world. Well, my name is Sandy DeMarco, and my business is socially branded. And what I do is I teach small business owners to create conversations from their social media posts and in hopes to get them to convert into sales.
I love that you're creating conversations from their posts. And I love that you are you work with a lot of different small businesses and entrepreneurs, and one of your niches, however you like to say that, is real estate, which I'm really excited to talk to you about today. And I think that is one of the major questions that I've been seeing over the last few months when we've seen an even bigger surge in social media content is, how do you make, as you say, a post produce? So we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to jump in on some things that we could avoid, some sort of like, you know, top mistakes we might be seeing in social media. And then, of course, I told you before we recorded, I wanted to talk about reels, Instagram reels too, and the latest and greatest there. So we're going to kind of be all over the board with our social media convo today. So let's just dive right in and talk about the biggest challenge that you're seeing with content for your real estate niche is sort of, how do I post and what do I post, but how do I make that post go farther? How do I get it to produce? How do I get it to convert? Because it's one thing to talk about ideas for posting content, but then there's something that you really need to be doing above and beyond just the posting. So what is your strategy behind that?
All right. Well, that's a lot of stuff, but basically what I really start with is really making sure that the post is engageable. You have to be able to, you know, have a call to action, make sure that they are able to engage with that. And that even goes a step further backwards, where that post, whether it be a graphic, a photo, a video, which I prefer video, you know, that has to be grabbing to a certain market. And I know that, you know, when you're a realtor, you've got the whole state and you think that all of them are your clients. They're not.
Right. It's important to niche down, and we don't want to only post about, you know, your beautiful listings, although we do need to market those. So yes, absolutely.
For sure. We don't always want to see the portfolio. Quite honestly, you know, like when you do your listings, it's, you want to do your own photos. They can get those photos off of Zillow and, you know, MLS and all of that stuff, you know, and go looking there. But we want them to come to us. We want them to say, here, I've got photos that MLS and Zillow doesn't have, you know, so original photos would be great of your listings. But yeah, starting with that, you know, those photos, those videos, that content that actually is engageable, and then working with the copy, which is the caption that, you know, comes along with it. Because first they're going to be scrolling and they're going to see that picture, and then they're going to read your copy. So that copy needs to be able to be written to convert as well.
Now let's talk a little bit about that, because I've done an entire show just on captioning. I even have like an IGTV video, and I think we can't talk about it enough, because that really, really does make a difference and an impact. So let's kind of talk about a little bit of a template of what you're seeing are the best sort of engageable or engagement producing posts. And the reason I think if I can, you know, kind of speak to the audience listening, is that our goal is engagement, really, is because then we get more reach, as we've talked about before, and honestly become sort of like the good community member. And, you know, the platform's like, yeah, you're creating conversations and keeping people here. We like it. So your content goes a little bit further. So that's really why we're focused sort of on the engagement. But I think you'd probably agree with me. The conversations are where the conversions
are at,
in the direct messages and all of that. So what is sort of the format, if you can simplify it, so that someone can go out today and look at their own posts and say, oh yeah, I saw what Sandy was saying. I think I can make a few changes here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is call out your people. Call them out. You know, if you have to say first time buyers, if you have to say sellers, if you have to say buyers, you know, whatever it is, call them out and make sure that they've got your attention. Oh, that's me. I should read this. Mm-hmm. You know, so call them out.
So be specific. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Being specific so that you can, you know, attract your tribe, right? Hitting emotions, you know, like, how does it feel? Is it frustrating? Is it, you know, are you overwhelmed? Are you clueless? Like, do you need those first steps? You know, so really kind of hitting that emotion, and then stirring it up, you know, kind of agitating it a little bit, you know, making it so that it really kind of gets them worked up enough to be like, where's the solution? Provide mm-hmm. the solution, mm-hmm. you know, that call to action, get them to call you or get them to get on the phone with you. I mean, where we're talking is getting to conversations, right? Conversations create the sales. So what we definitely want is the ultimate goal is getting that conversation. It does have to start in the comments or in the DM, you know, on social mm-hmm. media, but it will eventually turn into where you want it to be. But really, like, calling them out, you know, giving them their pain point and, you know, agitating a little bit and then bringing them in, you know, so that's kind of like the little template yeah, there.
I would agree with that. You know, and it's interesting when you start kind of picking apart different captions and templates. I mean, I am not a copyright expert, but people who are have helped all of us learn how to enhance our captions. And it really does work, you know, asking people a question, asking them to engage, that you will elicit more commentary by asking than if you hadn't. So it's these little tiny psychological factors that really help. And, you know, specifically, a lot of people ask, I'm sure you as well, which platform should I be on? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on Instagram? And, you know, I love Instagram. I know you love Instagram
yep.
too.
Yep.
What I love specifically about the gram is that, you know, there's such an opportunity to have those conversations through stories and through the DM. And if you have that business account in Instagram, you can actually create those custom audiences of people that you've talked to, which I think is so powerful, because if you talk to someone, I pretty much remember for the most part, like, seeing someone's username. And I've even said, hey, tell me your username if I've met them in person and maybe they have a different username than their actual, like, first and last name. And they tell me, like, yes, I know who you are. So you do really sort of remember those comments and those DMs. So I think that, you know, really good pro tip is, if you're on Instagram, make sure you have the business account, because you could potentially create custom audiences that you can then retarget with ads in the future of people that have literally just either visited your profile, didn't even have to take an action, or talk to you in the DM. And hopefully you're doing stories, because that's where you're going to get those DMs from, right? So,
oh, for sure. Stories are where it's at. Well, Reels is coming up, but
I know. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to talk about Reels versus stories versus all that stuff. Okay. So we have to have something that's eye-catching. So hopefully like a video or a photo. Are you finding with your clients that you said you prefer video? So are you having them shoot? Are you finding nuances like vertical video, captions on the video? What are you finding is working really well for your real estate clients right now?
Well, for bottom line, video works. Okay. So definitely if you're doing video, if you're not doing video, let's get on it, because that builds trust and that's what we want. Right. But what's been, yes. And it depends on the platform, you know, what's working. So, you know, with Instagram, you know, you definitely, you know, want to have those. Actually, I think captions are good everywhere. Captions are good everywhere, because so many people are just, you know, in the bathroom, you know, watching our videos. But yeah, definitely captions are good. You know, what's interesting about Facebook is just starting to allow hashtags, like for organic reach. And that's been a little bit slow, and I feel like it's going to be slow for a while, but I've been testing that and I've noticed my reach with certain posts and those hashtags. And I've been doing the hashtag research on Instagram.
So let me slow down so people can like get what we're talking about. So this is an important tip and I don't want to gloss over it. So a couple of weeks ago, I lose track of time here in COVID. It could have been yesterday, could have been an hour ago, could have been a month ago. I don't know, but I think recent, like a week ago. So Facebook, you know, hasn't really made hashtags a thing. They tried to a long time ago. It didn't really, you know, work out, and now they're bringing it back and they're encouraging people. And I even screenshotted, and I think you even commented on it on my story, that Facebook is now telling you, hey, add a hashtag. Well, unfortunately, Facebook doesn't have a search for hashtags like Instagram does. And by the way, are you so upset they took away the related section on Instagram hashtag search?
Yes, you were talking about that the other day.
Devastated about that. Well, anyway, so now, you know, you have to go to Instagram and do your research and then use those hashtags over in Facebook. So we don't know the exact formula yet. And I don't know how many you're using. I don't know if you're testing a certain number, you can tell us, but start using hashtags on your Facebook posts, both for personal, definitely for business page. They're even asking you to use it in groups. That's where my pop-up came in. So talk a little bit about your hashtag strategy that you're testing out right now on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's basically in test mode because you never know. It's going to take a while to catch on. But I've been doing the hashtag research on Instagram, like you said. But what I'm using is the larger hashtag hubs on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, and I'll go, you know, local, city, state, you know, things like that. But again, the larger hashtag hubs to try, because I feel like, you know, normal Facebook users, you know, if they're looking, they're going to look for those bigger hashtags.
I think so too. I agree. And I feel like when platforms roll out hashtags as a thing, kind of like when LinkedIn did too, I think they are doing more popular, you know, bigger hashtags. Mm-hmm. So I feel like hashtag real estate would be appropriate to try on Facebook, whereas I wouldn't typically recommend that on Instagram because it's such a large, well-used hashtag.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I'm finding too is like, we'll use the city. So for real estate, this is really good, is that we're using the actual city because the locals use those hashtags, you know? So if like I live in Gilbert, so Gilbert is a big one and they are using those. They even use their communities. Like we have the islands here. It's called the Islands Gilbert. People use that hashtag. So get in those hubs, you know? So it's important to really even go as local as you can too, within your city, your state. Of course, researching that it's used.
And also, so before we move off from captions too, what are your favorite tools? So I don't know if you follow her. She's awesome. I don't know her very well, but she's very focused on YouTube. And I connected with her, of course, on Instagram. Her handle is Shelly Saves the Day. I don't know if you follow her, but she's got some really great video tips and a great YouTube channel. She turned me on to an app called Mix Captions, which I've been using for captioning my IGTV videos. It is paid and it's not super cheap. I mean, I feel like $20 is kind of expensive for that, but, you know, it's hard to find captioning tools. So do you have some that you really like that you can recommend for that you're doing on Facebook and Instagram?
So this is where my old schoolness comes in. I do not use... I actually do the work I really do a lot of the testing and stuff like that on my own, especially when we're getting local. And I do teach my one-to-one clients that way too, like to really teach them. So you have mentioned that Mixed Captions and I did take a look at it and it looks great. It does look really good. So, but I don't use a tool to do that. Isn't that crazy?
Are you typing out your, so how are you doing your, how are you doing your captions? Are you, you're actually... a transcript of it or?
Yeah, I definitely, I'm so old school where I do like, I'll write it out, blah, 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 blah. Totally old school in that sense. It does get old every so often because I'm like, wow, I'm spending so much time here. But
you know what? Even like Mixed Captions, great tool. It's an app, but I still have to go in and, you know, make sure that there's some revisions and you're going line by line by line. I've used rev.com, rev.com. And then I also really like to use Temi, which is TEMI.com. And it keeps going up the price, which, you know, because they're getting more popular, it was like 10 cents a minute and then it got to be 25 cents a minute. I don't know what it is now, but essentially you still have to download the video from, let's say if you're posting it on Facebook, and you have to download the video, upload it into there, they run all their magic, and then they give you a file, which you then got to go back over into Facebook and edit. So it's a process. And I have heard that Facebook is supposed to be rolling out auto captioning, which would be amazing. I
mean, that would be awesome.
Do this.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Hey, whatever way you like to do it is great, right?
Right, for sure. Now on Instagram stories, I started using that Threads. Have you heard about Threads?
Okay. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in Instagram stories, you know, again, you definitely want those captions so people are catching them. I noticed that I was starting to do it, like, again, just hand doing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, my story's taking forever, you know, because I try to do some sort of a mini training every single day during the week. And so I'm like, oh, my fingers, you know. And Someone mentioned, I think it was Daniel Hill Media, he was like, oh, I use Threads now. Not everybody has the actual, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, there's,
it's
like a feature.
Auto captioning. I can't remember what it's called either, but it's basically captioning. They have
exactly
a strange name for it that they call it.
It is
in Threads. But so Threads is an Instagram app that like nobody used. And it's a separate app. You actually go to the app store, download it. And it's kind of like Apple Clips, where it sort of, while you're talking, it will place the words in there. So it's listening to what you're saying. And you can just save that and then upload it into your story. So that's another,
that's
option.
Been great. Except for, you know, the filters, you know, got to worry about the filters.
We can't do anything without a filter now, right? Goodness.
Yeah. For sure. But I do want to go back to the Facebook caption. As far as the video, when you do a video on Facebook, you can use the editing feature, and there is an auto generating caption things, which now, as of yesterday, I saw that you could actually edit. So you can get in there and edit.
Yay. I'm so excited to hear that, because I knew that was on business pages. I didn't know.
Well, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Okay. So it hasn't come to profiles yet. Come on, people. We need to get it on profiles.
Seriously.
Okay, so we got the video. Your captions would be great. You can do them a variety of different ways. You got to have that formatting, got to have that, you know, call to action engagement. And any other tips that you're doing after they make this post to make it produce?
Oh, for sure. Well, the biggest thing is that you have to do the work. You know, you've got to get in there and kind of get engaging. You have to really, you know, it's the elbow grease at this point. You've got to be engaging. And it does have to be you, because, you know, no one else can represent you and speak for you.
That's a mistake I think we could talk about, is you can't totally outsource your brand, right?
No, not the engagement part. That's definitely it. So like when I have my one-on-ones, you know, they, you know, I do have a whole like system, but they have to produce their videos and they have to commit to engagement. Because other than that, you know, it's, you know, you can post and ghost. Is that you that said that? Posting and ghosting, you know, like, and that does you nothing. You're wasting your time, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So, and then are you maximizing or optimizing that post outside of the actual platform that it's in? So by that, I mean, are you sending it out to your email list? Mm-hmm. And like, how are you really kind of optimizing it, so maybe you're capturing people that may not see it in the feed, they may not be in the feeds, or they might have missed it. So are there other additional steps?
For sure. I think that social media is just a piece of the puzzle. You know, like there's a huge marketing, you know, puzzle, and social media is a piece of it. So yes, there is that omnipresence that we go ahead and, you know, post on other platforms that, so reposting the video on other platforms that are right for your target audience or where it is that you want to have reach. But email, you know, some people put it as the weekly training on their website. Some people write articles and from the script of the video. So the repurposing definitely comes in, because it, like I said, for me, I believe that it is a bigger piece of the puzzle. It's just not going to do it alone. It's not going to cut it alone, social media.
And but repurpose, because then you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. You know, you can take that one video you did, like you said, make a blog post, a podcast if you wanted to take the audio out. So and you don't have to post it in all the places at the same time.
Exactly.
No one's gonna remember your IGTV video 7 months ago. So just repost it again.
That's it. Yeah, that is one of the content strategies. It's like, let's not do it all in one place, because you do, and you and I learned this with Snapchat, is like people follow you everywhere. Yeah. And it's like, oh, am I gonna see this again on this same day? I
mean, we're just so fickle and judgy, right? We're like, already seen this. How dare you waste, you know, a half a second of my time if I've seen this on your Facebook story and you're putting it on your Instagram story. I love that post to produce. So I think that's going to be a new thing that I'm going to have to, like, you know, obviously say Sandy, Coach Sandy said post to produce. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about Instagram Reels. I'm going to do a whole podcast on Instagram Reels. And you know, it's so interesting to me because as we've been, you know, playing with it, there are a lot, I knew there was going to be a lot of confusion. I knew there was going to be a lot of a learning curve. I'm surprised that it's even exceeded what I thought it was going to be. There, I think there's a lot of confusion around Instagram Reels. So how I'm sure you've been playing with it, maybe just like looking at it. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely confusing if you've never experienced stories or TikTok, to be very
okay. Honest. You're so right about that because I, you know, like, and I'm a novice. I just watch TikToks, you know, because I am so not.
Yeah, I'm a lurker over there. Yeah.
but I have to say, and I have to give you kudos because you jumped right on it and you're teaching everybody how to do it. So like in your reels, you know, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch Chelsea. She's gonna teach me how to do this. And
I'm learning with you. I'm like, once I learn one little thing, my goal is to learn one thing a day. And then, so you don't have to conquer the whole mountain. And there is a learning curve. You have a lot of stuff in there, right? There's multiple editing phases. That's, I think, the challenge is like stories. If you've done a story, I think you can, I know you can make a reel. Okay. Yeah. Now, the thing about reels, and I'll talk about sort of the differences between stories and reels, but the thing about reels is that it's very highly edited typically. There are some that people just, you know, talk and give a little tip of the day and it's not really highly edited, but it's really intended to have a lot of editing features, more so than a story. Mm-hmm. And I think what confuses people, and this is the way that my brain had to kind of understand it, is there's two editing phases. Stories has one editing phase. You make your story, you do your little edits, make your stickers, what have you, you're done. When you're in your reel, you make the video, you can edit right then and there. And then you go to a phase two where you can do even more edits. And I think that's where people are like, whoa, what's happening here? I thought I just did my edits. There's more. So just know that it's a two phase system and you don't have to use any of those edits if you don't want to. But stories is like micro content, pictures and photos that are strung together to kind of show your daily story that disappear. A reel is meant to be more edited, more entertaining, short little kind of like, I think of them as movies. Like I kind of do like little movies with them. And
you do a great job.
Thank you. And they stay forever, which is kind of nice, you know?
I like that.
They're going to be staying forever. And I got to tell you, I've been testing a bunch of stuff. So far, I'm testing hashtags. I'm testing to see how many hashtags, bigger hashtags, are they working? What I will tell you is that the ones that I'm using are reels specific, like Instagram reels of Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that seems to be working, but those ones that I put it on are definitely working. And I've also noticed that the two that I've posted with a cover photo that have text on it that talk about what I'm going to be saying have also outperformed.
Oh. So
I don't know. I mean, I'm saying cover photo is a good thing to use. And I think less hashtags, because I've tried some with 20 and then I've tried some with two, and the ones with two seem to do better, but you know, it's not a scientific experiment.
Right. And right now it's also new and it might work now. And you know, in a month from now, it's all different. But what I find, and I was going to ask you about this, here I am asking you, is like the algorithm on that real thing. Because like we did that with TikTok, like everyone put in like a bunch of hashtags on TikToks, the For You page, FYP, and their algorithm is amazing. Like you don't even need that stuff and you're getting the stuff that you want, right? You want to see. So I feel like Instagram's algorithm is pretty good too, you know? So is it going to be like that same thing? And so we're only going to know that by testing things out and really just trying it all.
Yeah. I would say still, I think TikTok's algorithm is its magic. I think that's its secret sauce. You know, a lot of people would say the editing features, but I mean, really, truly that algorithm really knows what to serve you. And I don't see that quite yet happening in Instagram Reels. I see a lot of people I already know that are engaging with it. Yeah. And now I'm starting to see some people that I don't know. So in TikTok, it was pretty much people you didn't know, right? Because it was kind of going out to everywhere. But I do think that it's taking some time. I'm noticing that about 2 weeks is like once I've posted some videos as original ones,
now they'll start to really get some traction and they'll jump like overnight in like the number of views. So I think it's still brand new. I think you need to give it some time. You know, with TikTok, it would be something like would go viral within like 2 days or something after you posted it. So, but definitely early adopter. I mean, who cares what you put on the video? You're still going to get views, right? Yeah. I mean, our goal is to have good content, but I did a horrible video and it has like 500 views and I'm like, oh, there you go.
It's so creative too. I saw a real estate agent out of Virginia. I think she's in Virginia. She did a reel and it was, it was a song that was like, oh no, no, no. She did the song. And then she talked about like the things that you shouldn't be doing, you know, with finding a lender online. So I thought, okay, we're getting creative here. This is interesting. I really like this.
The scary part is people are very scared of creativity. A lot of people don't think that they're creative when they are, right? And, you know, it's intimidating. So not only is the genre of content a little bit intimidating, but also then you throw in a million editing features that you've never used before and you're like, oh my gosh. So I am excited about Reels. My money is on Instagram only because you and I have gone through the whole Snapchat Instagram and Instagram won.
Always.
So you never know. You never know what's going to happen, but I think I have a little post-traumatic from that whole situation. So I'm going to bet that Instagram's going to make this thing happen.
I agree.
So what are some other tips that you're giving? I mean, we're going to be wrapping up here soon, but if you could give, you know, if you're doing a lot of one-on-one coaching with the industry folks, and what are you, you know, really giving them as like, you know, your two or three major takeaways that they really need to be doing to grow their business and brand on social?
Well, definitely building that brand and building that presence. I mean, you have to be present and you have to stand out. So we've got to figure out, you know, how are we going to make you stand out? How are we going to make you trustworthy so that people come to you? You know, you're the agent with the 411. So we definitely want to create that. I definitely do like to work with people that are farming, you know, in their backyard, cultivating their own lettuce, my one friend says. you know, and, you know, that really works a lot, but really the brand presence is number one. Of course, they need to be engaging on social media. They need to show up where the people are. And, you know, a lot of the time for me, you know, I'm working with midlifers and up. And so it's a whole different mentality of social marketing and social media marketing. And just understanding that, you know, we are building a community more so than here's my sale, here's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing that at you. So really, you know, building the fact that we need to kind of have a little bit of a mindset change and get into that social media and understand like the 101 of social media and how it works.
It's going to take time. You know, you've got to build a relationship and a relationship takes time, right?
It's networking. You know, it's just like if you were going to go sit in a networking meeting, whether online or in person, you just have to build that relationship, build that rapport and build your social proof too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any favorite apps that you've been using lately?
I'm a stickler, but I definitely, of course, Instagram, but, as far as like really just content planning and things like that, I like project management. I like Trello. I don't know if anybody's into that. So Trello is really good for project management, especially if you're working with the team. So when I am working, you know, one-to-one, then, you know, we put everything in one place. But what I did notice, my other favorite app is Canva. Yeah, and that's great for presentation slides, PDFs.
You know, calendar thing I saw.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. They've got this content calendar that is brand spanking new. It does not post to Instagram yet.
Right. Well, but you know, Instagram doesn't like people posting to it. So
I know.
With the third app, they like to have you go native into it.
And it's funny because you can get into Facebook, you can post to Facebook, your business page, your profile page, and your groups. So it's like, oh, well, you own Instagram. Can't you just add Instagram in there?
I know. Yeah, so I saw that Canva has this sort of content calendar posting capability. And yeah, that's a neat thing. And I know a lot of listeners are using that. website. So if you haven't checked that out, just go in there and look under content calendar. And I think there's even like a new little icon that says new by it.
It does. Right on the left-hand side in the tab, it'll say content calendar. Now, I'm not really sure if that's a pro account. I do have a pro account. So
I have a paid account too, but yeah. I'm not sure. And it might be free for a while until it gets, you know,
usually
going.
Is.
You know, one of my favorite apps that I have to say that has nothing to do with social media, but it's just fun. And I feel like we need some fun in our lives at this time of the year. Did you see that I posted with an app called ReFace? It is so fun. And it is paid, but you can do a free trial. But you can actually put your face on any like famous person, and it's like movie scenes, and you can make GIFs. And I was like, oh my gosh, like all your favorite TV shows, and you can make little GIFs of like your face. And it doesn't look, I mean, it looks realistic. I mean, they do a good job of morphing your face onto it. And I, of course, you know, made myself crack up for hours using it. So it's called ReFace, R-E-Face. And it's just a fun little app. And, you know,
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah. So check it out after the podcast, because it is pretty hilarious.
That sounds really fun. And, you know, like GIFs, that's so cool. You know, add to your stories. That's really fun.
No, I've made a video for IGTV and I haven't posted it yet. And I probably should post it like ASAP on how to make yourself a GIF and then like put it in your story. People ask me that, and I just, you know what it is? It's like, I feel like, oh, this isn't like my best video, and I haven't been putting it out there. So it happens to me too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I am going to post it. I am going to post it.
And you should, because I have checked into where I've asked people, how did you have this made? Oh, someone made it for me and they charge like $300. I'm like,
You can make it by yourself.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. So get the video up, Chelsea.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Coach Sandy. I will do that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Let everybody know where they can find you and what you offer as far as coaching and where they can follow you.
Okay. So obviously my website, which is sociallybranded.live.
Sociallybranded.live, not .com, sociallybranded.live. And I'll put that in
for sure.
Yes.
Yes. And I do, like I've been mentioning, the one-on-one coaching with every small business owner, real estate industry. I have something specific for them. And that's really a lot of fun. But of course, you have to be willing to commit to do some video with me. But yeah, I have that. I do workshops both online and, well, in person when we can. Things like that. But yeah, I'm on Facebook at Socially Branded Live, Instagram Socially Branded Live, LinkedIn is just my name, Sandy DeMarco, and YouTube, Socially Branded.
Good. See, you can't miss her. You're going to find that's the right way to do it, is brand all of your social media. So thank you again so much for coming on. Everybody go connect with Sandy. She is lovely and has lots of great tips on her Instagram stories. And thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.